I do have something as well for later on, so the when we finish the episode, I've got a little something.
Yeah, cool.
Crack on.
Welcome to the city.
No, come on.
Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets podcast. My name is Kurt Lawther. I'm the real estate agent, and with me forever is...
Well, 52 episodes in, it's Chris, the buyer's agent.
Oh, Chris, I love it. I remember I went through a stage where I was calling myself a selling agent, thinking people would get confused, but I'm pretty sure people don't.
Well, maybe. Who knows? I do say that people would have seen from the title of the episode and stuff, this is our 52nd episode, so that's officially 52 weeks. Cheers. Cheers. So this is officially 1 year of the Sydney Property Muppets. Congrats, mate.
Oh, mate. Which is really funny thinking about it. We spent 2 years?
Yeah,
probably 2 years. Being like, we should do a podcast. We should do a
podcast. We talked on and off, right? And then it literally, I think it came to about only a few weeks before we did it that you were like, I really want to do it now. Let's catch up. I came over to you. We had a coffee. And then I think like literally the next week or so, we started recording.
Yeah, I think we put the idea, I think we're trying to work out the idea of how's this going to work. And then I think I eventually just came to, let's just keep it simple. Because
yeah.
I think I mentioned that I heard most podcasts don't go over 20 episodes or something.
Yeah.
And I was like...
Or 10, I think. It'd be 20.
Why are we aiming for perfection when...
Yeah, it's interesting. I met another real estate agent today. He does some MC and wedding stuff. And he's talking about doing a podcast in this field now. And he's like, oh, but I want to be perfect and all this. And he said, what about you? And I said, nah, we just got started. And that's the best learning.
Well, I think proof is so many times we have people ask when they watch the podcast, they're like, on YouTube, where's the first episode?
Yeah, true. That is a little faux pas. Just before we get on that, we have got food in front of us. I'm hungry. So a bit of homage to property and pizza. We got some pizza in. We got our favourite pizzas in.
Hawaiian pineapple belongs on pizza, Chris.
Not in Italy, apparently, you were telling me earlier on.
No, not
in Italy. I've got meat lovers, so we're going to sit here and enjoy. But yeah, the first episode was an interesting one in terms of we audio recorded, but we did not video record. So therefore, on YouTube, on Spotify, there is an episode. On YouTube, there's not.
And then I think it was funny when we decided to do the video record, so this is the second week, I think I've got music equipment, tried to make the sound a lot more quality, but I hadn't used the equipment in quite a bit, so trying to set it up and it... Any producer or whatever knows that when you try and use stuff or whatever, it doesn't work at the best of times. So,
I have a recollection. I think you spent an hour literally here, spread out with cords and cables, boxes and things, trying to get it all charging and work together. And eventually, we just went back to the old phones. And
I think it probably had, like, if that had been the first episode, we might have been like, do you know what?
Too hard, basket.
Too hard. But I think because we're just like, do you know what? Let's just go back to the first. First episode, and not that this is meant to be motivational, but I think, you know, in order for you to like be able to get somewhere, you just got to start. I think don't aim for perfection.
No, I don't know. As I said, that gentleman, I know a few people who have talked about podcasts, and we do this. The philosophy is very simple: once a week, 10-minute episodes, give or take. It's about a hot topic or a topic specific to the Sydney property market. So having it so clear and also condensed, like 10 minutes, who's going to listen to us for 45? We're not Joe Rogan, right?
Well, I think I've always said in a non-arrogant way that at the end of the day, we're competing with Mr. Beast, the podcast, big episodes, YouTube at the end of the day. We are
competing. It does sound kind of arrogant, yeah.
But it's like our attention, it's on the same platform, so...
Oh, we're competing for everyone's attention.
We're not competing against them. But like they're... The, people with much larger audiences are going to be, you know, yeah, we're going to struggle.
Yeah, of course.
Unless we make it attractive.
Short, sharp, punchy. We've got 170 subscribers now on YouTube. We've got a decent following on Spotify. I think back to a year ago, that didn't exist.
Mm.
What's been a faux pas? What's one thing, was a funny story or something?
Funny story. So when I first started in real estate, I used to live 2 hours north of Sydney. And in the discussion with Chris and I about, what's going to happen or how we're going to do it, Chris told me it's going to be quite hard for him to come to me. Thinking at this stage, that I live 2 hours away. And I'm like, mate, I'll come to you. It's all right. Easy. And so I reckon for about 40 or maybe 35 to 40 episodes, Chris is thanking me, being like, mate, you're amazing coming all this way. And I'm like, it's like a 20-minute drive, mate, in my head, but I don't say anything. Until one day, Chris drops me at my home address on the Long and Old Shore. And he's like, what are you doing here? Appointment. I was like, oh, mate, I live here.
And then I said, yeah, is this a proposal? It was like 6 o'clock in the evening. I was like, I live here. I was like, since when?
And the whole, one of those moments where Chris realizes the whole time that it just hasn't been. Now, what about yourself?
Well, I'm going to dub myself in because you've just done the same thing. So we usually have a timer. Kurt presses start on it. Look at the timer. It still says 0000000 because you haven't pressed start. So we don't know how long this episode's going. And I can say that. I can say that because on 3 separate occasions, I haven't clicked record. On 2 separate occasions, sorry, I haven't clicked record.
Yep.
And we've had to re-record the episode. I think I said probably been 3 times I think I've done it.
3 times. Anyway, there was one time, obviously, sometimes we record an episode back-to-back just because we know we might be away for the next week.
Yeah, you got 10 episodes, yep.
So Chris is talking to me one time, being like, oh, we're going to post this one. We don't need to record. We can get rid of this. Anyway, the episode that was meant to go out, I think the very next day or something.
On that day.
I deleted. So
we recorded like 2 weeks earlier. We're sitting here about to record new episodes for the future weeks, and I just clear my phone off or clear all the memory I've got. We've already posted everything. And we had not. No, that wasn't great. What else? What else we got to talk about?
To be honest, I think some funny moments.
Go on.
If you've got family and you're recording a podcast, don't listen to what they say.
What have you had criticism of?
Oh, so...
Well, at least your family listen. I can be very confident knowing my family's listening to this episode. Thanks for support, well, guys.
They probably listen to maybe the start of it and they turn off when they hear that, welcome.
Oh, yeah.
So I think a learning curve is like how, you know, your volume, your pacing and all that. Yeah. But at first, just me being like, welcome to the Sydney property. And I was just like...
I think, actually, probably the highlight outside of doing it and connecting with you and so forth, but the highlight of the podcast for me has been a close friend of mine, we're up to like episode 27 or 28, literally saying, it's an amazing podcast. I've listened to every episode. And me going, really? And her almost being like shocked. Yeah, of course I have. It's great content. And she ended up buying a property and she ended up engaging me as a buyer's agent. So it all worked. Obviously, that's part of the philosophy of what we're doing it for is potentially some commercial game at some point in time. But it was just so beautiful to hear someone had listened to them all, had found little nuggets of gold that we've tried to, every episode, I think when we sit here beforehand, we do like a bit of got a whiteboard and things, we draw it up. We're always going, what's something unique in that episode, or even 2 or 3 things that the average punter can't find or doesn't think about or doesn't have access to. And that's been really, really important that we've stayed true to that.
Well, I think very much on that one thing I learned, it's from someone, if you know Gary Vee, he said, a lot of people want 1,000 or 1 million followers, but if you can't take care of the 7 people that are following you now from the beginning, how are you meant to... And I think that's why we generally always ask for comments, feedback, or people to reach out, and I'm sure we're going to get more of it as the podcast goes along, because we genuinely want to help.
Like that. Yeah, we do. And any comment we get, we make sure we follow up and reply and, you know, let them...
Even the ones that are taking Mickey out of my speech ability or my English grammar.
We had some of those.
Yeah, the bidding. You can't outbid it.
Can't outbid it. I mean, we also had another episode where we called DAs. DA approvals.
We're talking about a funny moment. I'm glad it's not serious. My uncle is... Bones the fatty.
Oh, okay, you said not me. He's trying to call.
Yep.
See you, Bones. Yeah, we had these little, you know, I think we called DA.
So we said, it's called DA approvals.
The development applications, but we call them DA approvals. Isn't that right?
No, we said it was funny because you, Jesus Christ. We development of approvals. We thought the DA approved.
Yeah.
Is it DA approved? We thought it was DA development approvals. Like, why did they do that? And then Chris, about a week later, goes, Kurt.
When I was posting it, I was like, oh.
That doesn't make sense.
We didn't make sense. There's been a few of those. We've got away with most of them, I think. I'm sure we got away with more than we've got held up on.
Sometimes I've given analogies and halfway through the analogy, I'm like.
Well, the best analogy, we've had some good ones. We've had, what was the jar of mayonnaise?
Oh, the mayonnaise jar and 2 cups of coffee.
That we recorded that episode after about half an hour of Kurt re-explaining to me to get it. That was a good one. Yeah, you had the chicken and egg variation. That's a future episode.
Yeah, that is a future episode.
No, there was one. The location does 80% of the heavy lifting.
That was a really good
take. That's sure and sharp. That's not mine. I heard it from Bryce and Ben, the property couch.
Yeah. I like the one we've done. I did some quotes one week as a funny thing. I did like quotes of real estate agents. Yeah, then I did a
Phil Dunphy.
Modern Family, and I did Tom Panos.
Yeah, Tom Panos.
I did a couple of his and you very quickly worked that out. You did the flip zone to me and did song lyrics, which all of them turned out to be songs that you sang or created.
I think there was like Ed Sheeran, there was like maybe Elton John or whatever.
Bruno Mars or something in there.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Go back to the previous episode.
No, don't do that. I think that we've had some really... I think the other part is, or we'll try to make this... We get towards the end of today's episode in terms of this, because I think we don't want to just make it all about ourselves, but we've tried to make it, you know, nice and punchy at the beginning. So welcome Sydney Property Market Muppets, who are we, what's going on, the topic itself, like 6-7 minutes, and then traditionally we've gone to 3 quick Qs, which we made up in the first week, and actually that's where some of the most positive feedback, we went away from it, and then you got some feedback of people going, bring back the 3 quick Qs.
Or that they just liked it. Actually, I think one thing as well, which stops a lot of people, is the title or their brand name. Or so when someone's trying to create a business or create X, Y, and Z, often they get stuck on, what am I going to call myself?
We didn't have that issue. Hold on, keep going.
Chris is leaving me. I'm frozen. I don't know what to do. It's like I'm on a date and I've just fumbled my words.
Stuck on brand names? Come on.
Oh, brand names. I literally can't think. Stuck on brand names and
I've never walked off screen before.
That... I literally don't know how to handle this.
I'm back. You miss me. People stuck on brand names.
And they get stuck in a trap because they're like, oh, I've got to get the perfect name because, you know, you look at Nike or you look at Apple and you think it's a perfect name. But at the end of the day, who calls a company Apple? And I think it was us when we were trying to work out you do need to call yourself something. And I just remember sitting here, we're talking about, you know, well, the Sydney property, and I was like, I remember just saying Sydney property Muppets.
You came up with it. No,
I thought Chris was kind of going to give me a backhand out of a joke. But
no.
Being like, mate, what are you doing? But it.
I loved it from the beginning, and because we've received negative and positive, lots of positive, but some negative feedback on it. But I think for me it was... Well, we're talking about Sydney, we're talking about properties. We need those two things in there, really, particularly embryonically as we start. But we also wanted to be have some fun.
Yeah.
We didn't want to be so super serious that people are going to be like, oh, another droll of this stat and that stat. Like, so Muppets means have some fun.
I think we've actually deliberately tried to stay away from an episodes of just stats.
Yeah, this has gone up by this much, this has gone down by this much. We've talked some statistics when it's appropriate, but yeah, we've stayed away from those ones.
And I think probably last, before you, whatever you're going to do, the stories.
Holding my hand up for those who are listening.
The stories.
Something hidden.
We've always tried to incorporate that story. I'm mesmerized. Chris, what is it? What surprise?
So I figured no better way to finish... 52 episodes, 1 year in, than having a bit of a challenge.
Oh,
do you know what it is?
I have no idea what it is.
So, finishing off, we just thought, we did not think this. I thought this would be quite fun to get the hottest chilies I could get. we get one each, we take a bite at the same time, we wipe some tears away, we say goodbye, and we're done with the episode. Now you get the choice. Do you want the slightly bigger one? They're both the same brand, by the way.
Okay, cool.
But I've heard the smaller, the mightier the punch.
All I'm saying is I've got a very quick story before we finish up.
Sorry, go on.
Long time ago,
had an ex-partner from Italy. They came over, they made pizza for the family. Like, they were like, yeah, let's make some pizza. My brother's like, it's 4 o'clock. You know, usually we just slap it on or whatever. No, we were making dough, like, proper. Oh, yeah, yeah. These amazing pizzas. Brilliant. Anyway, I get this idea because there's about 8 or 9 of us. I'm like, oh, I could put some chilies on some pizza.
Cool, yeah.
So anyway, I told one of my brothers, I was like, we need to get to the shops ASAP. So drove to the shops, came back, had the chilies. Anyway, I told everyone, I'm finishing off the pizzas, I'll do it. Everyone just relax. And Dane, oh, sorry, I dropped him. I think Dane or Drew, one of the brothers, kept everyone else out of the kitchen. As I'm on one of the brothers and my dad's pizza, and I lathered them in chili. So my brother and my dad. And I thought it was going to be hilarious. My brother thought it was going to be hilarious. We serve up the pizza.
And
my brother comes close and he's like, ooh. Like he could, the heat was
cushing up.
And I realized in that moment, instead of going and putting a little bit of chili or all of it on 1/8 of the pizza, I had doused the entire pizza.
Yeah, of course.
And it wasn't as funny. And I realized in that moment, I'd messed up.
In terms of, because you meant just one piece of the pizza to have it?
We put all this effort in, and for two people, I've completely ruined the whole pizza.
Yeah, right.
And it's been about 4 hours of effort gone into it.
Yeah, nice. Oh, so everyone's no longer got... Everyone's pizza's got...
No, just two people.
Right. Well, their pizza got ruined.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So one of my brothers and dad, their pizza completely ruined. But yes, okay.
Right, long story short, he can tell them. Usually I get it. Usually run stories by me, and I get them condensed for the episode. That one, he went off script. Which one are you taking? Small
or bigger? Are we allowed bigger after?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay.
You take the bigger. Okay. I reckon it's a good chunk. You like chilies? You seem to. You go to your dad and your brother. Ready?
Oh.
I don't feel. That's bad choice. I made the regret decision. Cool. You seen that meme of Shaq?
Oh, that last one to take a drink loses.
Oh, bugger you. Really?
Last one. This is Sydney Property Muppets Podcast.
Signing off.
Thank you. Awesome beer. One more awesome beer.
Thank you. Just dropping by.
Okay.
Bye.